This Fab FM Voice of the Douglas Shire podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mossman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mossman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
So we've got homeowners and businesses that we know they have trouble backing up. Please back up, people. But what I want parents to do is ask your children if they back up. Because, you know, Paul, I've been inundated with people calling on behalf of their kids who have neglected to back up their schoolwork and potentially lost everything. And this has occurred from hard drives dying. We all suffer from that. Malware, user error. And the first question that I basically asked all these people is, why haven't the schools assisted in this? Now, many do, but many do not. So, you know, if your kids are in year 11 and 12, please make sure they've got a backup strategy in place. Yep, I understand the kids will roll their eyes when they do it, but talk to the school as well, because, you know, coming into this very important time of the year where they've got to hand in last-minute assignments to get everything done, there is nothing worse. And, you know, I went back on my records to last year, and every year at this time it's exactly the same, Paul. So, you know, so I've got to say, the cloud is the easiest and safest for the kids to go along and do. I think it's the easiest and safest for everybody to do.
You know,
it gets done automatically.
Yeah, I was just going to say, it's something you don't normally think of, saving homework, saving all that valuable stuff they need for school. You don't often think about that, do you?
And until you've got, you know, I mean, the people I rolled up to see and the kids are crying and the mother's crying and you know, all the year's work's all going to go. And they were really lucky. I was able to get everything back for the people that I saw. But, you know, we've got to make sure it's backed up. But most IT guys will be able to get stuff back. But talk to the school. Talk to your kids. The second option is to get them an external hard drive to back up on. That becomes a chore for kids to do. So, you know, honestly, go down the cloud track. They're not going to back up to the external drive. I've got to let you know, they don't like doing that. We get lots of eye rolling when that happens. But have the conversation with your kids and have a conversation with the school as well.
Absolutely. Now, you and I, we love our Netflix. We just absolutely adore the Netflix series that you can watch. But there is a Netflix scam going on around.
There is. And if Netflix went down for us, Paul, we would be devastated, wouldn't we? We don't like that sort of thing.
Oh, right.
So there is an email going around basically at the moment that says, we need to confirm your credit card details. Again, don't click that link in the email. If you're concerned Netflix isn't working, go over to the TV, turn it on. If Netflix starts, you are golden. That's all you need to know. So, you know, if you watch on the computer, it starts on the computer, you're fine. Ignore this email. Please, you know, do not log into it. It's about getting your credit card details or somebody taking over your Netflix account. We don't want that at all. So just be very wary of it.
It's a lesson for all of us. You don't click on any email. You make sure it's a valid email. And we get so many of this garbage, this spam these days. It's horrible. The good thing is, of course, most of them go to the little spam folder, don't they?
Look, they do. And I've got to say, 7 out of 10 emails this year have been spam. That have been sent out. Phenomenal figure.
It is. Okay, we're talking with our tech guy, Richard Pascoe. And Richard, the most unusual tech fail this year, what was it?
Look, this is a really sad story. In the United States, over 100,000 people received text messages on November the 7th that were sent on Valentine's Day. Now, if we sit back and think about this for a moment, those people never received the text messages in the first place. The people who sent the messages had no idea they'd never been received, and so did nothing to attempt to resend them overnight. It affected both iPhone and Android phones. What it was, one of the large telcos over there, one of their servers went out on Valentine's Day. So it trapped those messages waiting to be sent out. Then it brought them back on November the 7th. So we've got to say what happened when all of those messages were finally delivered. People expressed confusion or it was awkward. But, you know, a lot of people, can you imagine, Paul, saying your undying love for somebody on Valentine's Day and you don't get a reply back at all, or, you know, all the pictures of, let's say, we took and we sent them on Valentine's Day to show how much we love them and everything. But there were some distressing ones as well. There have been reports now of one person received a message from an ex-boyfriend who died. Another one from, you know, people who died in that time. People who'd split up, going, yes, you couldn't even send me something on Valentine's Day, and the person going, but I did. No, you didn't. You know, and splitting up for it through it. I reckon. I honestly think this has the makings of a Hollywood movie. I really do. For all the messages that we didn't receive on the, from that server, it's an amazing story.
Non Valentine's Day.
But I think this has got a movie written all over it.
I tell you what's got a movie written all over it is the crap app of the week. It's called Animal Restaurant.
Yes, and Paul, we are not eating them. Now, their words are this heartwarming. That's their words, Paul, not mine. I reckon it's terrible. It's a management simulation game that starts with a stray cat in the forest. Leave the thing there, people. And it says you're the owner of Animal Restaurant. Will you take in this clumsy, dirty kitty and let him work at your restaurant? Me, personally, no, I wouldn't. Anybody with common sense, no, we wouldn't as well. Why do we want cats in restaurants? I don't understand that. So you can learn... Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, what,
you can learn...
You wouldn't have them in a restaurant. You wouldn't have them in one.
No, it says you can learn all kinds of recipes like taiyaki. What the hell is taiyaki, Paul? I got no idea.
Strawberry pie.
It says you can learn a recipe of shaved ice. Just a big lesson for the kids out there. What you do is you get ice and a knife and you can just shave it. It's not that hard, people. Spaghetti. There is pizza and avocado sandwich. Boop. Sorry, apologies if you're still eating. That sounds dreadful. You can hire other cats. No, you don't want to. And they've got an eccentric chef in there because they probably ran out of ideas. It says, would you chat with this diverse crowd of customers? Me, personally, no, I won't. It says, learn about the customer's story through chats and letters. But in the end, Paul, it says, hear about secrets, gossip, and tear-jerking experience. The only experience that I will have will make me cry is if I had to play Animal Restaurant, the crap app of the week.
Absolutely beautiful, mate. You've done it again. Now, the website for people interested?
Head over to talktech.com.au.
Okay, you have a great week, my friend.
And we'll talk next week.
See you, mate.